Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Once a quarter, I go up to Santa Barbara to a beautiful retreat center. I go there to rejuvenate and just have a very peaceful and quiet weekend. Well, the last time I was there, they had signs posted everywhere, and they told us in person that there's a severe drought in Santa Barbara, and we had to be very careful not to use up too much water. I've been going to Santa Barbara for decades, so I asked them, I thought that Santa Barbara built a desalinization plant. They said they did, but when the water shortage wasn't short anymore, they stopped building it. And now, of course, they're building it again because they need the water. But now, of course, because they delayed, it's going to take a couple more years to finish it. And by the time they get close to finishing it, the water shortage may be gone again. Now, we can laugh at this and say, silly Santa Barbarans, why are you guys doing this? You know there's going to be a water shortage. Why don't you just prepare, finish what you built, and get it done? Seems simple, doesn't it? But we don't do that either, unfortunately. We expect things to stay the same. And I don't want to pick on Santa Barbara too much either, because governments around the world do this all the time. When they have lots of money, they spend it. And the second they don't have any money, they go into panic mode. And guess what? There are always times when they don't have enough money. And so we cycle over and over and over again. It really is the course of life, the course of nature. Things change, and unfortunately, we're very seldom prepared for them. What happens is, governments around the world, when the crisis comes, get into panic mode, they do all these things to adjust to the changes, and then when it gets good again, they relax. And very, very seldom do they prepare for that inevitable change. I mean, countries come and go, civilizations come and go, people come and go. Life is replete with change, and yet we're not often very prepared for it. What happens? What's going on here? I know I'm using governments as the example, but everywhere this happens. We get stuck because we think everything's going to stay the same. Whatever's going on now is going to be consistent. We especially think this when things are going well. Then when things are going well, of course it's going to stay this way forever, Dr. Puff, wouldn't it? I mean, we all know that's a rhetorical question, and the answer very simply put is no, it won't. But why do we do that? Why do we think that things are going to stay the same when we absolutely, positively know they're not? Why? It really boils down to a very simple concept. The concept is attachment. We want things, when things are going well, to stay the same. We don't want them to change. But life does change. Yet we want it to stay the same. But life continues to change on us. No matter how wonderful it's going, it's going to change. It is going to change. So how do we live with this life of impermanence? How do we live well knowing that things are going to change? There are three things we can do to live well with impermanence. First, we can accept that life is impermanent. Accepting that things are going to change will help us prepare for the change when it comes. The second thing is to prepare for the change because it is going to change. If we think things are going to stay the same, we're being a little silly and we're going to suffer because of that silliness. So if we prepare for change, when it comes, we'll be ready for that. And third, when the change comes, deal with it in the moment. Not to create stories, just to deal with it and then move on. Okay, so let me use an example to illustrate this. Last weekend, I had a special deal to go horseback riding with my children. I'm not a horse expert, but I grew up riding horses some of the time. And my children had ridden a little bit too, so we were all very excited. Well, when we get there, the woman who was our guide had already had our horses saddled, and we got on and she gave some instructions and we started riding. After a little while, when my kids were feeling more comfortable, she asked if we wanted to go a little faster. So we said, sure. We were going up a pretty steep embankment, and there were rocks all over the road, and we started trotting up the hill and going faster and faster. And all of a sudden, my saddle twisted off to the side, and off I went from the horse to the ground on my back and landed on two very sharp rocks that dug into my back, and I rolled over, and I laid there. And I was in so much pain, I couldn't move. The only thing I could do was breathe. So I breathed deeply. And in about 3 minutes, I started to be able to move, and I got up, and I got back on my horse, and we finished out the ride. I was in a lot of pain, of course. I did a lot of stretching, and slowly my back got a little bit better, but I did want to finish the ride, so we did. And when I got home, the pain continued, so the next morning I went to urgent care. They took some x-rays, found nothing was broken, and they gave me a little painkiller so I could sleep at night. And for about 3 days I took those painkillers, and I've been off of them since. I'm still a little sore, but I'm a whole lot better. So let's go over together the 3 points of dealing with impermanence. The first is accepting life is full of change. I, that day when I got on the horse, wasn't expecting to fall off and being in excruciating pain. But I know if I live long enough, because I have, sometimes that's going to happen. Sometimes I'm going to get hurt, really hurt. Thankfully, in this instance, I didn't break my back or hit my head and I'm dead right now. But I was in a lot of pain, and I dealt with that pain. I realized that, yes, this does happen. I didn't create stories like, why did this happen to me? Why did that lady not put the saddle on tight enough? All the things I could have done, I just dealt with the pain. I breathed, and then I got back on the horse. So the first thing we have to do is accept that life does have change, and sometimes that change is quite unpleasant. I mean, really. It was quite unpleasant. I barely slept the first night. And the second night, I had to sleep in a lounge chair in order to sleep, even with painkillers. So life sometimes isn't very pleasant, and it's going to change. But we don't have to suffer because of that change. We just need to do the next two things. So second part is preparing for change. I did realize that sometimes I can get in accidents. I've had a few at the gym, but thankfully, I learned many years ago to do stretching and yoga. And the great thing about yoga is it keeps us limber. It really can avoid injuries in the future. Because my body, I believe, was pretty limber when I hit those two rocks on my back, even though they won that match, I wasn't completely annihilated. Now, however, I prepared, but we can't prepare for everything. Here's the part that I didn't do. Even though I had my kids wear helmets, I wasn't wearing a helmet. If my head had landed just a few inches in a different place, I wouldn't be doing this podcast right now. I know we make mistakes sometimes, and I hope my listeners will forgive me, but we do make mistakes sometimes, and we can't prepare for everything. Sometimes we do silly things. I was doing a silly thing. I wasn't wearing a helmet. I apologize, but I wasn't. So we can prepare, but we can't prepare for everything. So the next thing we have to do is what's called part three, and that is deal with it. Okay, what I mean by that is, in my situation, when I was in excruciating pain, I had to just focus on the pain, not why did this happen to me, what's going on here. That's actually the suffering part of it. The suffering part is the stories we create about what's happening. I was just in pain. I was just breathing to make that pain get less so that I could get up. And that's all it took. I've learned over the years, if I breathe very deeply and slowly, the pain subsides. And it did, thankfully. So we ended up riding for about another hour, and I watched my pain and really enjoyed myself. I did a lot of stretching, but I was actually enjoying myself still. And later that day, as I was still in quite a bit of pain, I made some phone calls, and it was determined that I should go to urgent care the next day and get some x-rays. I did that in the morning. And they found that nothing was broken. I just had some good bruising. So I knew I would be getting better with time. I made some appointments for a chiropractor. And since that time, I've been getting better without creating any stories or beating myself up for falling off the horse or not preparing well enough or not checking the saddle. I mean, the myriad of things that we can do when life doesn't go the way we want it to. So let's review. We have this thing we have to deal with. It's a guaranteed thing we have to deal with. It is called impermanence. Life is going to change. If we fight it, we're going to suffer because it's going to change no matter what. So if we think we're going to change it, we're not. It's going to change us. We are going to change. Life is going to change. And there's three things we can do to prepare for that. The first thing is, accept that life is going to change. I know that may seem silly, but it's huge. Just merely by accepting that life is going to change, when that change comes, we're like, oh, I knew that was coming. And then we prepare for it. And I think it's a great thing to do. When we're prepared for change, we do better. And that's part two, preparing for change. So think about everything in our lives, to the loved ones we have, to our health, to our money, our lack thereof, whatever it may be, whatever we really hang on to. If we prepare for the fact that it may be taken away from us someday, when it is, or if it is, we'll be ready for that. And it's not that we have to be fearful of that change. We just have to be prepared for that change because it may and probably will happen. I mean, we are all going to die. I know we know that, but it's true. We are all going to die. And the people that we love in our life are going to die too. So life is going to change. Accepting impermanence makes life go better because then we don't expect things to stay the same. And when they change, like, I'll adjust to that. So the second thing we need to do is prepare for that. And I think one of the best things we can do to prepare for it is sometimes get a journal and write down everything that you're really attached to. You'd say, boy, if that got taken away from me, I'd be really sad. And then see it taken away from us.
Of course, we don't want this to happen, but it may happen. And if it happens, then we're prepared. Of course, we can't prepare for everything either. But overall, if we prepare for what we can, seeing those things that we know we're attached to, and realize that they may go away, then if or when they do, we are better prepared. We can't prepare for everything, which leads us to point three. Point three is deal with it. And I'm not trying to be harsh when I say that, but what it means is just deal with the circumstances before us. Not create stories, not saying it shouldn't be this way. It may be this way. It can happen. Should it happen to someone else? Is it better that other people suffer and we don't? Yeah, we may want that, but we are going to suffer sometimes too. We're going to go through painful events, and if we deal with them, heal from them, move forward, then we'll be better. We'll be a lot better. And one of the great things about just dealing with things when they happen is that what happens is we then can realize that this isn't maybe as big a deal as I thought. And given that, perhaps I don't have to just spend all my energy focused on this. When we go through tragedy or life sufferings, we tend to give a lot of attention to it. And we don't have to do that. Remember in my horseback ride, I got back on the horse and continued the ride. Actually, the ride had just started, so I just kept going. Yes, I was sore, but there were a lot of other very interesting things going on that I actually enjoyed. And my life hasn't been horrible since I hurt my back. I pretty much enjoyed life, and when the pain arises, I just deal with it. So one of the things I've taught in other podcasts, which is appropriate here, is learn to realize there's always something beautiful to be with, and what our minds focus on is what we're going to be with. So why not be with something else besides the physical pain or the suffering that we're going through? When we distract, we will feel better. We don't have to always be with what we're suffering with. There is always something else we can be with. Even a prisoner has things he can focus on. Even a person in a hospital can focus on other things. Even if we're going through divorce, we don't have to think about the divorce all the time. We can do many other things. And we realize with time, as we get better, we're not thinking about that loss anymore. And that's actually how we get better. We stop thinking about it and start being present and loving what is right now. So again, just to recap, life is impermanent. It's going to change, period. So there's three ways we work towards making that work well. One is accept that life is impermanent. Two, prepare for that impermanence. And three, when it happens, deal with it. Deal with it well. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about my other works and the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.